How do you make big decisions that will change your life? Where do you go for help? I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. There are a few times in life where you have to make some pretty big, life-changing decisions, and high school is one of those times, especially, you know, towards the end. It can feel impossible and overwhelming to know which option is the best one. Fortunately, if you're a Christian, you're not alone in making big decisions. So let's get into it with today's Devo called God Guides, by Elizabeth Cooper. In Genesis 24, we find a beautiful story of God leading and guiding a man who is called Abraham's servant, the elder of his household who managed all he owned. That's in verse 2. This servant, who is kind of like Abraham's steward, is sent back to Abraham's land to find a wife for Abraham's son, Isaac. The servant arrives in the land and stops to rest at a well with his camels. He prays to God, saying, "I am standing here at the spring where the daughters of the men of the town are coming out to draw water. Let the girl to whom I say, 'Please lower your water jug so that I may drink,' and who responds, 'Drink, and I'll water your camels also,' let her be the one you have appointed for your servant Isaac." That comes out of Genesis 24, verses 13 and 14. One of the significant parts of this story is that even while the servant is still praying, Rebecca arrives at the well. Before the servant even finishes his prayer, God provides. When Rebecca gives the servant and his camels a drink from the well, the servant knows that God has answered his prayer and that this is the woman for Isaac. Later in the chapter, the servant says, "I knelt low, worshiped the Lord, and blessed the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who guided me on the right way." Rebecca learns all this and agrees to marry Isaac. Just as God led Abraham's servant on the right way, God also leads us on the right way when we ask him. He loves us, and he wants to provide guidance for us. Because of Jesus' sinless sacrifice, we have the freedom and ability to come to God with all our requests. And once we've put our trust in Jesus, his Holy Spirit lives in us. So whenever we feel uncertain about what to do, we can ask God for guidance, and we can trust that he will lead us on the right way. Then we can thank him through worship, just as Abraham's servant did. Okay, so let's dig into this devotion a little deeper. God gives us guidance through his word, the Bible, and through his Holy Spirit and his people, the church. We can learn about God's character, his good ways, and the kind of life he calls us to live through his word. We can learn to discern his guidance through the Holy Spirit living in us, and we can hear his wisdom from trusted Christians he has placed in our lives, people who love Jesus and whose lives reflect the kind of wisdom described in James 3, 17 and 18. Can you think of any ways you've received guidance from God's word, his spirit, or his people? Consider taking a moment to thank God for his guidance in your life. Now, as you and I can read in Psalm 32, verse 8, "I will instruct you and show you the way to go. With my eye on you, I will give counsel." And take a closer look at what the Bible says in Genesis 24, verses 1 through 28, and verses 58 and 59, and James chapter 1, verses 5 through 8, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. Now, are you going through a tough time or a time where you have to make some big decisions? Well, tell us how we can pray for you when you go to unlocked.org and tap contact in the menu. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. Why memorizing verses is important, you know, even if you can just look them up on your phone. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.